In a digital age where freedom of speech is at stake, a new dawn is rising. Introducing Pickaxe, the social media platform that stands for constitutional free speech. In quarter one of 2024, Pickaxe will be your platform to voice your thoughts, opinions, and beliefs without fear of censorship. Unlike big tech, Pickaxe empowers you with algorithms that work for you, ensuring that your content reaches those who value your perspectives. And for the content creators who drive conversations, Pickaxe offers monetization opportunities that support your passion while you speak your truth. Join a community that opposes big tech censorship, cherishes the values of America, and celebrates the freedom to express ideas, regardless of their popularity. Navigate with ease, connect with like-minded individuals, and embrace a social media platform that's as unapologetically American as you are. Unleash your voice on Pickaxe, where free speech reigns. Join us quarter one of 2024 and be a part of a movement that's reshaping social media. Sign up today at pickaxe.com and claim your space on the platform where your voice truly matters. Again, go to pickaxe.com and sign up today.
You know, things have been getting really strange out there. I don't have to tell you that, and I feel like I start at least half of my shows by saying, folks, it's getting crazy out there. It's getting really, really weird out there, but it is, and I think you all know that. We're going to be making some, I wouldn't even say changes. We're going to be making some additions. We're going to be seeking more help, not just as far as talent and people who can participate in spreading the real news, not the fake news media, corporate media, or even the milquetoast, rhino-driven versions of conservative media that are out there. I'm talking about getting help from a financial perspective. We are in the process of deciding how to move forward and then which way to go, because we need to get this word out to as many people as possible. We need to do so now. People often tell me, wait, you know, all you do is you talk about spreading the word, you don't really give action on how do we fight the globalist, how do we fight the this, that, or the other. Folks, I'm telling you, at this stage, the best thing we can do is to raise awareness. We need allies. We need people to be able to fight once the crap starts hitting the fan, once things start to get really, really bad. There's not much that we can do right now as individuals or even as small groups of America First Patriots in order to, for example, bring about the end of the Ukraine war, to hold Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Bill Gates, and Barack Obama accountable for their actions. There are certain things we can do to go after their minions, for example. We can definitely file lawsuits. We can do protests. We can do a lot of things to fight a lot of the machinations of the globalist elites. But for the most part, the actual plans, nothing we can do. Not until we get enough people to be aware. That's why, to me, awareness is, you know, spreading the word, getting people to wake up, stop listening to CNN, stop watching Fox News, stop getting their news from places where they think, oh, that's right-leaning, so it must be good, when in reality, they're not talking about the actual, real, true, important issues that are facing Americans today. So we're working on it. Today's show will be focused on several different stories, actually, you know, trying something slightly different. We just got picked up by Red Voice Media. Thank you, guys. God bless you. Thank you for taking a shot with us. This is in addition to, nothing's changed. If you're watching it, freedomfirstnetwork.com, freedomfirst.tv, America First Report, wherever, Rumble, Brighteon, BitChute, America Out Loud, Red State Talk Radio, of course, the various podcast networks, wherever you're listening or watching, nothing's changing there. But we are adding to Red Voice Media. One of the things that makes it easier for us to be able to work with Red Voice Media and LifeSet and all those various sites is to have more snippets. So we are going to be doing our standard hour to 2 hour long live show, and then going to have different stories, different snippets from within the show that also become videos that will be published on Rumble, Brighteon, BitChute, and the like. So that's just a minor change. We've dabbled in that. Now we're actually going to formalize it and make it permanent. So lots to cover today. So let's get straight to our first story, which is kind of a story about stories. Good place to start. You can find this over at AmericaFirstReport.com. It's titled, Five Major Events That Have Happened Within the Last 100 Hours, written by Michael Snyder. Now, this article is, I think, 10, 12 hours old, so we can call it within the last 112, 115 hours. And I will have some updates, I'm sure, about these. Starting briefly from the article. If you think that nothing is happening, then you have not been paying attention. Within the past 100 hours, There's been a mysterious attack on the Nord Stream gas pipeline system. Two monster storms have threatened North America. NASA rammed a spacecraft into an asteroid in order to knock it off course, and their ongoing stock market crash reached a new level when the Dow Jones Industrial Average officially plunged into bear market territory on Monday. Skip down to the actual items. Number one, a series of explosions has caused unprecedented damage to the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines. Now, I'm not going to read this because we're going to actually talk about this more thoroughly in the in upcoming segment. It's a big story, and I don't think a lot of people are getting it right, so we'll skip that one. Number two, Fiona turned out to be a truly historic disaster for our neighbors to the north. It violently slammed into Nova Scotia on Saturday, and we're being told that it was one of the most powerful storms in the entire history of Canada. You might say, well, that's weather. What does that have to do with what you're, you know, fighting the globalist elites, fighting the liberal world order, fighting Democrats, fighting whoever? Here's the thing. I'm going to give it about a 15 to 20% chance this was not just Mother Nature acting weird. So what normally happens, you know, hurricanes happen. I'm not going to jump on the climate change bandwagon and say, oh, you know, this is so weird. It's that a hurricane strikes during hurricane season. No, there's nothing weird about that. What was weird is that it did not dissipate enough before it reached Canada. That's what happens, folks. That's, I mean, as storms head north, generally speaking, they don't hit Canada that violently, or, you know, most places up north. You don't hear about Maine getting hit with hurricanes, especially, you know, tough ones. This one actually hit and was very, very strong when it hit. Now, I would give it about a 15 to 20% chance this is an example of weather control. Now, before people turn it off and say, oh my gosh, weather control conspiracy theories, let's get a couple things straight up front. Number one, weather control is real. It's actual technology. It utilizes electromagnetic fields, generate very powerful ones that can even penetrate the earth and can manipulate weather in a way that I think is, it's not like, what was that cartoon, you know, the weather manipulation where they had meatballs flying from the sky. It's not like that, okay? They don't just push a button and boom, there's a typhoon over Guam, okay? Well, they can do those. They can create the atmospheric conditions. They can manipulate them enough to make them conducive for storms, for certain types of storms. And they can, in many ways, guide the path through that these storms end up going with the same basic technology, okay? This is sport. I don't remember the name of the sport. I think it's an Olympic sport. It's where they have this ice and they roll the puck down, and then they have like these brooms and they're sweeping in front of the puck as they're skating backwards. Sorry, I'm not laughing. I'm laughing because I'm not describing this right. I'm sure it's probably not a puck, and I'm sure it has a very easy name, and I just can't remember it. But you know, they're sweeping the ice so that they can control the speed and the direction of the puck thing to try to get it into a particular spot. That's the closest I can get to giving you an analogy of how weather control technology does work. And again, this is not conspiracy theory stuff. I mean, it is. There are obviously conspiracy theories surrounding it, but this isn't science fiction, I should say. Weather control does exist. And it does. It's been tested and has worked for DARPA, for the United States. Okay, China almost certainly. Well, you know, 95% chance they have it, and they may have actually been able to take it and do more things with it than we have. We know chances are Russia has it, and there's even some insinuations, you know, loose insinuations that Germany has access to it as well, their own version of it. that's for, you know, we can go into detail about that. That's some of the point. Point being is that this is a climate change play. In other words, they are trying to make it to where, hey, let's get the Canadians involved. Let's give them a hurricane during hurricane season that doesn't quite fit the standard model that we're used to with when we see these hurricanes and severe storms popping up right around now. Let's do something different. Let's get climate change on the radar again and again and again. That's what they always do. So, number three, on Tuesday, Hurricane Ian strengthened into a major Category 3 hurricane. And actually, technically, it ended up hitting Florida, as you all know, I'm sure, as Category 4. Thoughts and prayers, big time, for the people in Florida and those who have loved ones that are in Florida. This is a big and dangerous storm. I'm very, very concerned about this one. And you know, outside of that, again, this is, they're already trying to push, I think Don Lemon or somebody was trying to to convince their guests to say, oh, you know, so you're saying this is climate change. Well, no, not really. No, you're saying this is climate change. Okay, whatever. Number four, on Monday, NASA rammed a spacecraft into an asteroid for the first time in history in order to see if it could alter the trajectory of the giant space rock. Billions of dollars. Now, I'm not saying that this isn't necessarily important work. And trust me, if there's an asteroid that's going to, you know, major asteroid that's going to hit the Earth and, you know, a extinction level event, then sure. Yeah, I will backtrack when I say this is a waste. But right now, is this really what we need to be spending our time and money on? Unless they know something that they're not telling us. We wouldn't know. They wouldn't tell us until it's too late. Number five, U.S. stock prices continue to crash. Unlike the crash of 2008, we have witnessed so far in the fall of 2022 has been slow and steady. It has been. But prices just keep going down. On Monday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average officially entered bear market territory. And then on Tuesday, the Dow fell some more. Overall, the Dow has now fallen 21.2% from the previous all-time high. The S&P 500 is down 24.3% from the record it set in January, and the NASDAQ has plummeted more than 33% from the peak that it hit last November. I cannot stress this enough, okay? Let's just throw it out there. JDRucker.com/gold, JDRucker.com/gold. Two America First companies. If you have a retirement, okay, you don't want it in those markets right now. People say, oh, but gold is down. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Silver's down. Awesome. If you don't understand why I think that's a good thing for gold and silver buyers right now, then you're probably not one of my listeners. So everybody who's listening understands what I mean by that. Now is the right time. I'm not a financial advisor. I can't give you advice on this stuff. I know what I would do with my retirement if I didn't have it in gold and silver. I know what I would do with my wealth if I didn't have it in, at least some of it, in gold and silver, physical gold and silver. I'm not talking about getting that paper stuff online. Oh, yeah, I've got gold. Okay, where is it? Oh, it's in some secure vault, they say. Oh, really? Sure. JDRucker.com/gold. Two America First companies. Big one, big one, little. Pick one, pick both. Try them both out. See which one you like. Move your retirement. Move your wealth. Move as much as you can over. Get it out of this stuff. Let's go to the next story. And this is where I skipped. It was actually the first story, but I skipped it so I can get into more detail, because this one is important. There's two of them, actually. Two stories that I want to cover, and I'm going to go through them briefly because we're trying to keep this short. Trying to do snippets, remember? Clips. We're trying to get the truth out there. Trying to get discernment out there. And sometimes it's just a matter of me not talking about the same thing for 2 hours. It's going to be a paradigm shift. I know. We're going to try it. So bear with me. This two is also from Michael Snyder, by the way. 14 things we know about the mysterious explosions that severely damaged the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines. Once again, I'm going to go through this real fast because this story is a day old. We know more about it now. Okay. And I'll get to that in the next story, but I want to go through at least Michael's list because it is important for those, especially for those who haven't been paying attention, or maybe you haven't gotten all the news. Out of all 14 things, maybe there's something in here that you don't know. So listen up. Number one, we are being told the sections where the pipelines were damaged are 70 to 90 meters below sea level. So someone would need to go down pretty deep to get to them. Number two, it is extremely unlikely these pipelines could have been ruptured by accident because they are extremely thick. Number three, it is being reported that explosions were heard in the areas where gas is now leaked out of the pipelines. Number four, Swedish National Seismic Network detected one explosion that registered a 1.9 on the Richter scale and another one that registered 2.3 on the Richter scale. For an explosion, by the way, folks, for an explosion to register on the Richter scale, that's not like a pipe bomb. That's not even like a dynamite. Okay, these are big time explosions, folks. Big time. Number five, the largest leak is reportedly spreading bubbles of a good kilometer in diameter. It's a lot of natural gas. Number six, German officials are claiming that this was a deliberate act of sabotage. Really? Yes, it definitely was. I mean, I didn't need German officials to tell me that. That's what I first thought. When you start hearing, okay, so there's a leak. Oh, no, wait, there's two leaks. Oh, no, wait, there's three. Yeah, sabotage, for sure. Number seven, interestingly, this incident took place just one day after thousands of German protesters took to the street and demanded the opening of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Our Goal Guy, your trusted partner in securing your financial future. Now, let's delve into a topic that's on everyone's minds, the Biden regime and the globalist relentless assault on your financial freedom. In these uncertain times filled with orchestrated chaos and manufactured crisis, it's crucial to safeguard your wealth against the whims of those in power. That's where precious metals come in. Gold and silver have long been revered as the ultimate hedge against economic turmoil, but make no mistake, those pulling the strings don't want you to own them. That's why it's more important than ever for patriotic Americans to take control of their financial destiny. Enter Our Gold Guy. With decades of experience in the precious metals market, Our Gold Guy is your beacon of hope in a sea of uncertainty. No telemarketers, no sales reps, just personalized consultations tailored to your unique financial situation. Whether you're considering rolling over your IRA or discreetly acquiring physical gold and silver coins, Ira, who happens to be Our Gold Guy, will guide you every step of the way. And here's the best part. Mention the show for a complimentary consultation. Don't let the Biden regime and globalists dictate your financial future. Take the first step towards true financial independence today. Visit OurGoldGuy.com and fill out the form to schedule your consultation with Ira. Again, that's OurGoldGuy.com. Your wealth is worth protecting. Hey there, freedom-loving carnivores. It's Jeff Dornick from Freedom First Network, and I've got a message for you. Are you tired of feeling like your beef choices are under siege? Well, fellow patriots, it's time to fight back with Prepper All Naturals. That's right, folks. In a world where the beef industry is under constant attack, Prepper All Naturals is here to stand tall and proud as a veteran-owned beacon of quality, taste, and freedom. When the guys at Prepper All Naturals set out to provide you with the finest beef products, they knew they had a duty to defend America's beef legacy, and that's why we're proud to partner with them, bringing you the best of what this great land has to offer. Whether it's their succulent freeze-dried beef cubes or their premium freezer boxes packed with steaks and roasts, we're redefining what it means to enjoy beef today and tomorrow. And let me tell you, folks, their freeze-dried beef isn't just delicious, it's built to last. With proper stores, their beef cubes can maintain their quality and freshness for up to a decade, ensuring you'll never have to compromise on taste or nutrition. But wait, there's more. They're not just in the business of selling beef. They're in the business of defending freedom. That's why they promise to never sell you anything less than 100% all-American natural beef. No lab-grown imposters, no experimental jabs, and certainly no compromises with the woke agenda. So, fellow beef enthusiasts, join us in our mission to protect America's beef legacy. Visit freedomfirstbeef.com and use code FFN for 15% off your order. Because when you choose Prepper All Naturals, you're not just eating well today, you're eating well tomorrow. And together, we'll ensure that beef remains a symbol of freedom for generations to come. Prepper All Naturals, where beef meets freedom.
Number 8, the Prime Minister of Denmark also believes that this was a deliberate act of sabotage. Number 9, the Ukrainians are blaming the Russians for the explosions. Number 10, it's being reported that the CIA recently warned Germany about a potential attack on the pipelines. Curious. Number 11, anytime the letters CIA are in the same sentence and have to do with some sort of sabotage or world event, yeah, it is always curious. Number 11, a Polish member of the European Parliament seems absolutely convinced that the United States was behind the attack. Let me read that one real quick. A former Polish defense minister, Radek Sikorski, has attributed to the United States the sabotage of two pipelines, Nord Stream 1 and 2, which carry natural gas from Russia to Germany. Thank you, USA, Sikorski wrote on Twitter. Sikorski was Minister of National Defense from 2005 to 2007 and served as Deputy Minister of National Defense and Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs previously. He is currently an elected member of the European Parliament. Nord Stream 1 and 2 lie on the bed of the Baltic Sea. Nord Stream 2 was finished last year, but Germany never opened it because Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th. Yeah. Number 12. Joe Biden previously threatened to end the Nord Stream pipeline if Russia invaded Ukraine.
If Russia invades, then there will be no longer.
I can't even do it, Joe. You know what? Let's just play the video.
Let me answer the first question first. If Germany, if Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then. There will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will. I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Man, would you look at that creepy grin? It's sad that the president of the United States, or so-called installed president of the United States, he's able to get actually pretty darn confident and seem, I wouldn't say competent, but at least Yeah, when there's evil afoot, that's his element, man. Oh, he's ready to grin his way through it. Running out of time. In number 13, Victoria Nuland has also previously threatened the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Quote, if Russia invades Ukraine one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward. I'm not going to play her. Number 14, meanwhile, European officials just gathered for a ceremony to mark the opening of the new Baltic pipe. Hey, crazy stuff. We're going to continue talking about this after the break. I'm going to explain why, you know, there's all these theories about who did it. Russia, United States, Ukraine, China, whoever. I'm not too worried about who did it, because I already know exactly who's behind it, and that's the important question that we need answered, and we will do so after the break. I think it's surprising to many people when they hear that a good chunk of the precious metals companies out there, even ones that are recommended by fellow conservatives, fellow patriots, that these companies are actually donating, their executives or even the companies themselves are donating to the Democrat Party. They're participating or actively engaged in working with companies affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party. This shocks people, but let's face it, that's capitalism. That's how money works, and who's going to benefit, you know, make the economy tank, make the dollar tank, and benefit gold and silver better than Democrats or the Chinese Communist Party. So I guess it makes sense to them. For me and for my audience, we recommend an America First company, and actually two of them. You can go to jdrucker.com/gold, jdrucker.com/gold, and you'll find the two companies that I recommend. Pick one of them or both, and you will be very satisfied that you did. You know, we can point fingers all day, but that's really not the best thing to do at this stage. I know it's interesting, and I know it's probably going to be taken as an insult to some of you, because I know many of you are really diving into this, trying to figure out who it was, trying to find the evidence. Who bombed Nord Stream 1, Nord Stream 2? Was it Russia? Was it the United States? Was it Germany? Was it China? Was it Ukraine? Was it who? Who did it? And I know that's the big topic. There's a lot of, especially in alternative media, there's a lot of effort being made to point to this piece of evidence, that piece of evidence. People are looking at combing through past statements. They're looking at deals made with Ukraine, with Germany, between the United States, with Russia, with whoever. Trying to say, this is the person, that's the country. Was it eco-terrorists? Who knows? And my perspective is, I don't care. I really don't. I don't care who the assassin was. I want to know who hired the assassin. In this case, I think that it's pretty clear who it was. It's just a question now of which arm, which branch of Hydra or Spectre or who, whatever you want to call them, the liberal world order, the globalist elites, the cabal, which arm did it and what are they going to do next? That's the question we need to figure out. What does this mean? Okay, we know the effects that it can have, but maybe there's something we're missing. And we need to, in my humble opinion, focus on that more so than pretty much anything else, any of the other fodder that's involved with this. There's an article over at Off Guardian. You can find it at AmericaFirstReport.com. Article by Kit Knightley titled, Forget the Blame Game. Nord Stream Sabotage is about the Great Reset and nothing else. Nothing else, period. While everyone in media, both corporate and alternative, has been theorizing about who sabotaged the Nord Stream pipelines, what we really should be concerned about is what this means going forward. I will learn to read someday, folks, I promise. I'm going to read through a little bit of my commentary before getting into the article by Kit Knightley. The story below by Kit Knightley at Off Guardian comes out and says what a few others have been thinking. And by a few, I admit, I'm very disappointed that this conclusion we're coming to is not being embraced by every single alternative or fringe media outlet. Whoever pulled the trigger to take out the Nord Stream pipeline did so on orders from the globalist elite cabal,
to push us even closer to the Great Reset. This attack does three things on behalf of the globalist elites. The first two are obvious. It solidifies the energy crisis that was already brewing in Europe and thereby Western society, and it stokes tensions between NATO and Russia. The third thing it does is not so obvious. This marks the escalation of attacks on energy infrastructure that have already been happening around the world, but that have been grossly underreported. That means the powers that be are moving on to the next phase of their attacks. By coming out of the shadows and doing something that actually gets reported, they've thrown down the gauntlet. They're coming for us, and they're daring us to try to stop them. Now, to the article from Off Guardian. You can find it again at AmericaFirstReport.com. Last night, it was reported that blasts had damaged both Nord Stream pipelines that carry gas exported from Russia to Germany and other nations across Northern Europe. As a result, large amounts of natural gas were leaking into the Baltic Sea and supplies through the pipeline were completely shut off. The alleged incident has caused a furious round of blame tennis, with accusations flying back and forth across what, for the sake of simplicity, we'll call Iron Curtain 2.0. Now, brief point there. He did note, Kit, and I say he. I actually don't know if Kit Knightley is a he or a she. I know Kit could be either name, either man or woman. Okay? So if anybody I'll reach out to Kit someday. If anybody in the chat knows if Kit Knightley is a man or woman, please let me know so I can properly gender them. Not that it matters. But it does matter to some. I doubt it matters to Kit Knightley, other than you want to be called what you are, biologically speaking. Anyway, the point there is this alleged incident. You know, we keep saying that it was Russia, it was America, it was China, it was eco-terrorists, it was Ukraine, it was Germany, it was somebody. Obviously Kit Knightley did. What very few are coming out and saying is, did this actually happen? Okay, this is an alleged incident. So far, we have some reports. We have reports of, you know, explosions that were felt by various Richter scale monitors, various seismic monitors, right? Okay, so that's evidence, though, of course, that could always be manipulated. Okay, we have what we can see with our eyes. We see bubbles. I mean, there's like a kilometer wide thing of bubbles that we see on TV. Technically speaking, that could be manipulated as well. Point I'm trying to get at, look, I'm at about 95, maybe even 98% chance that this did obviously happen. But let's acknowledge, at least briefly, partially, that there is a chance that this is just smoke and mirrors, that this actually didn't happen. Just a possibility. Throw that out there. All right, back to the article. The European Union has claimed that the pipes were sabotaged, but doesn't directly blame anyone in their statements. Telegraph is already blaming actively the Russians, specifically Western boogeyman Vladimir Putin. Headline is their headline over at Telegraph. Why Putin would want to blow up Nord Stream 2 and the advantage it gives him. Ah, the propaganda is very thick here. On the flip side, the Russians have said the idea that they would sabotage their own pipeline is stupid. Some Western alternative media have pointed to Joe Biden's vow to totally shut down Nord Stream 2 back in February as a sign the U.S. was behind the alleged attack. The former Polish defense minister has come right out and said that NATO forces blew up the pipeline, according to Forbes. The question, one it seems I keep asking for the last 2 years, is does it really matter? And that's, again, the same question that I'm asking. And I wish more in fringe or alternative media would be asking that question, because I think, you know, it's easy. I'll admit it. It's easy to get the attention of and to you know, it's almost like, you know, excited dog. You know, if you got a bone, you show them the bone and you could just wave it in the air and they're going to follow it everywhere. And then you throw it, and they're going to run after it. That's kind of what those of us in alternative media, we tend to do, especially when we see this, that we see, oh my gosh, here's a conspiracy, here's an attack, here's something bad, we need to figure out who did it, you know, because that's our natural tendency. We want to know who. First question is what happened, second question is who did it. Okay, but in this case, I think the second question needs to be why was it done and what's going to happen next would be the third question. Then we can figure out who did. And by the way, we're never going to figure out who did it. They're never going to tell us the truth about that. Just quick FYI. Maybe the Americans blew it up. Maybe the Russians blew it up. Maybe someone else blew it up, or maybe nobody blew it up, and the entire story is a fabrication. Whatever the truth may be, the end result remains the same. Gas and electricity will be more expensive. There will be a huge push to turn to renewables. Talk about climate catastrophe and maybe even energy rationing and or blackouts, which I'm certain will happen. People will freeze, starve, and probably die this winter. That has always been part of the plan. What reason is there to think this attack is anything more of the same, anything but more of the same? Skipping past his tweets to go to everyone is abuzz with talk of who did it and asking, was it sabotage? But the simple answer to that is yes, of course it was. Yes, it was sabotage. Okay. We knew that once, you know, if there was one, okay, there was one major leak. Okay. Sabotage. Let's figure out what happened. Once you get to two, okay, no, that's sabotage. Okay. Not to bring back a sour memory for many of us. But September, I vividly remember, I'm sure many of you do, the early reporting after the first building was struck. The question was, you know, what happened? Was the plane flying too low? Did something happen to the pilot? Okay, there were still questions. After the first building on 9/11 was struck, it was still not certain this was terrorism. Once the second plane hit the second tower, duh, it was terrorism. Unequivocally. In this case, we have three incidents on the same, well, two different pipelines, but two same version of the pipelines, the same leads that go to Germany, to Europe in general, both taken out. Three separate explosions.
Folks, listen up. I've got something crucial to share with you today. In this uncertain world, you need to be prepared for anything, especially when it comes to your health. That's where the Wellness Company comes in, offering you peace of mind in a box with their medical emergency kit. Picture this. You're faced with a medical emergency and you need quick, effective treatment. The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is like having a strategic arsenal of life-saving medications right at your fingertips. From proven treatments like ivermectin to generic Z-Pax and amoxicillin, this kit has got you covered. But that's not all. Every kit comes with a medical emergency guidebook, ensuring you have the knowledge to use these medications safely and effectively. It's like having a medical professional right there with you when you need it most. And here's the kicker. Use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN. That's right, folks. 10% off, peace of mind in a box. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your medical emergency kit today and be ready for whatever comes your way. Stay safe, stay prepared with the Wellness Company. Again, use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's sabotage. This wasn't an accident. Of course it was, according to Kit Knightley. Back to the article. No matter the exact specific detail of the situation, the Nord Stream explosion was definitely an act of sabotage. The same sabotage we've been seeing for 2 years. The sabotage of our entire way of life by people who would profit both monetarily and politically from a sea change in the way our society is structured. The sabotage that leads to faking a pandemic, gutting our healthcare, locking us in our homes, and ruining our businesses. The sabotage of our economy, our society, and our very bodies. The sabotage of us by them. That point needs to be punctuated in this article. This is about the Great Reset. This is about causing more strife, more chaos, more death. This is why we know whoever it was that actually did the deed, whoever those people are, they were just pawns. They were just doing the bidding of the globalist elites. And you might say, well, technically, if it was Russia, then this could just be, you know, there's ways that Vladimir Putin could be playing 3D chess to try to make sure that even if this, that, or the, okay, no. No, this is about the Great Reset. Whether it was Putin or Biden or the deep state or eco-terrorists or whoever it was that did this, that actually did the act, they were working on behalf of the push for the Great Reset. They were working for the globalist elites, the liberal world order, the cabal. How were they incentivized? I don't know. Maybe they've got a seat at the table. Maybe they already have a seat at the table. Maybe they were promised that, hey, you guys take care of this and we'll make sure that this happens. Or if you don't take care of this, we'll make sure that this happens. I don't know. I don't know the inner workings of this globalist cabal. All I know is that their fingerprints are all over this. Not physically, okay? You can't tie it back to them in any possible way. And yet, the motives, the circumstantial evidence, the style of this. I mean, again, we've been seeing these attacks. This isn't the first attack on infrastructure. This is just the biggest one. Okay, we've been reporting on them for months now. Attacks in Texas, Canada, Europe, Oklahoma. There was a recent one, I believe, in Iowa. Kansas? Again, I'm confused. These attacks have been happening. This is the first one that actually is newsworthy. Not that the others weren't newsworthy. They just didn't get reported because they weren't supposed to be reported. And that's why I said in my opening for this segment, that's so important for us to understand that, yes, you know, the first two are obvious. First two effects of this. Number one, this is going to cause to eliminate any chance of there not being a massive energy crisis in Europe that will result in the deaths of Europeans. Okay, that's going to happen. Foregone conclusion at this point. There may have been hope 2 days ago. Okay, there was hope. Hey, maybe Germany and other nations will come to their senses. They'll lift sanctions. They'll go in front of the people and say, look, we can't commit suicide. Russia's got us, you know, got a gun to our heads. We're going to relieve the sanctions, even though we disagree with what Russia's doing in Ukraine. But we screwed up. We should have listened to Trump. Not that he would have said that, but they should have listened to Trump when he said, don't depend on Russia. You know, don't get into this Nord Stream stuff. They should have listened. Idiots. I tell you, our government might be, our federal government might be made up of evil people. And Joe Biden himself might be an idiot, but if you want real idiots, just look at the entirety of the European government infrastructure, with a handful of exceptions, obviously, Georgia Maloney being a very good example of not an idiot. But we'll talk about her, I'm sure, in some future show. The point being is that there was at least a chance that they were going to come to their senses, lift sanctions, and get the gas coming back in to help their own people. Now that's gone. So that's obvious repercussion number one. Obvious repercussion number two is now there's going to be finger pointing. Now you've already got, we were close to war before. We're even closer now, folks. We are officially much closer to war. NATO going to war with Russia. And by default, the United States, as a result of being part of NATO, going to war with Russia, that we are closer today than we probably have ever been. Closer than we were just 2 or 3 days ago, thanks to this. Because now tensions are going to rise. They already are rising. Fingers are going to get pointed. People are going to get offended. And we don't know who's going to do something stupid. Unfortunately, there's a good chance that anybody involved might be that one who does something stupid. Joe Biden, anyone in NATO, Vladimir Putin, all any of them have a chance of doing something stupid. And for you Putin fans out there, say, oh, Putin wouldn't do anything stupid. You know, it would be stupid. He wouldn't think it was stupid. He would have a reasoning for it. But the fact that they are threatening nuclear war, and Putin is part of that threat, that alone should tell you that there is stupidity there. Because there is nothing short of stupidity involved in starting a nuclear war, or even threatening to start a nuclear war. You say, well, Kim Jong-un does it all the time. Okay, well, he is stupid too. We are surrounded by stupid people. Unfortunately, the people that are controlling those people aren't stupid. The Klaus Schwabs, the George Soroses, Bill Gates, Barack Obamas, they control what's happening, and they're not stupid. They want nuclear war, not because it would be good for Russia, bad for Russia, good for U.S., bad for U.S. It would be bad for the world. Again, as Kit and I already pointed out, we are the targets. They are coming after us. They want the Great Reset to happen. The fastest way to make that happen is by creating more chaos, creating more tension, proving, or quote-unquote proving by default, that the Western system is broken. That's what they want. So the question that I want answered, obviously, the big question is, what's going to happen next? The second big question is, what does all this mean today, immediately? And then the other big question, which is below those two questions, is who really did pull the strings? Again, I'm not asking who sent the subs or whatever down to sabotage the pipelines. I'm wondering who made the call. Was it the World Economic Forum? I doubt it. They might have participated in, but that's not their style. Okay. You might say, oh, but the Klaus Schwab is evil. Yeah, but they don't work like that. The World Economic Forum is essentially a training ground for globalist leaders. It is a, you know, way to leverage influence. It's a think tank. Okay, if you want action from the globalists, you go to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, who are involved with the Council for Inclusive Capitalism. That's the tip of the spear. That's the action committee, so to speak. They're the ones that actually make things happen. I would say that it's much more likely that the Council for Inclusive Capitalism, they were the ones who were more directly involved with the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline, or the sabotage. It hasn't been completely destroyed. It can be fixed. We'll see if it does get fixed, and if there are more attacks in the near future. After the break, I've got a couple stories. One's actually good news, believe it or not. I know, crazy, but we got some pretty good news coming up. Some hopeful news, we'll call it. I wouldn't say good, but hopeful news. And then the other one is, we'll talk about the border, because we need to. So stay tuned. If you're like me, you're probably very concerned about the current state of affairs as it pertains to food here in the United States of America. We're experiencing food shortages unlike anything we've ever seen as a nation, and these food shortages are only going to get worse. I'm not trying to be an alarmist here, but I would strongly recommend, if you have not already, to start building up a long-term food supply. New company that I found, well, I was blessed to find them because they just kind of appeared for me. Call it divine intervention, if you will. But this new company is fantastic. You know, I've recommended food companies in the past. I am moving to this one. It's not that they were bad. It's just this one is better. It's Heaven's Harvest. Go to heavensharvest.com. Be sure to use promo code JDR at checkout. Discount code JDR at checkout to get free shipping on orders over $139.99. So, heavensharvest.com. Before the break, I said that I was going to be giving some good news, and we'll call it hopeful news. In this case, it really is. There's this concept, this theory, as they like to say, called nullification. The idea is this. Basically, if you have a federal government that was created through a compact of the states, then it is the states who have the ability to determine, they are the ultimate arbiters of whether or not an action, whether a law or an executive order or whatever, committed by the federal government that they created, whether or not it is constitutional. So if the federal government were to create a law or an executive order and a state were to nullify it, to deem that this law or executive order goes against the Constitution, then they should be exempt from enforcing that particular law or abiding by that particular executive order. Now, again, it's been tried in the past. It's never really worked. But never in our history have we had, number one, the right example to use to test to nullification theory, nor have we had the right makeup of the Supreme Court simultaneously that could work. In this case, we have possibly both. There's this article by Bob Unruh over WorldNet Daily, WND. We posted it over at AmericaFirstReport.com. It's titled, Texas to Biden on Gun Control. Come and take it. Now, the article goes into detail, and I'll read parts of the article. It goes into detail about, you know, what the Texas GOP, what they're saying, what they're trying to do to stop, pardon me, to stop Joe Biden, the Biden-Harris regime, from engaging in various measures of gun control, trying to take our assault weapons, as they like to call them. And that's important. But the key here to me is the nullification aspect of it, invoking it. I hope it's not a you know, call me too hopeful, but I really hope this isn't just words. It's not just rhetoric, that the Texas GOP is really actually willing to stand up and fight in this manner. Because if they can, again, when it comes to defending the Second Amendment, when it comes to gun control, and when it comes to this particular Supreme Court, I think we actually have our first real full-blown nullification case that could succeed. So my commentary on it reads, Texas is leading the way in the push for the most important tool states should possess, nullification. I say they should possess it because it's never been properly used. In theory, the states formed the compact to empower the federal government, therefore should be the ultimate arbiters of laws that break the Constitution. It's never been played out properly. We may finally see it working if enough states push back against the Biden-Harris regime's attacks on the Second Amendment. In this article by Bob Unruh over at WND, we learn that the GOP in Texas intends to oppose any future attacks against the Second Amendment by invoking nullification. If it comes to pass, there will be a massive fight over it in the courts, and the Supreme Court will ultimately decide. I'm very hopeful this happens because for the first time in decades, we have a Supreme Court that might actually side with the states for once. And again, as I mentioned before, we also have an issue that qualifies, that almost is the perfect issue in order to test nullification and its legal basis. Here are the details from Bob Unruh. According to the article, Republicans in Texas have a message for Joe Biden in response to his demands that many weapons be banned. Come and take it. Which, folks, if you're not familiar with the history of that, oh, it's such a great story. The story of Gonzalez and just the cannon that they wanted, the Mexican army it wanted, and our response, or the, not ours, but response of those heroes, come and take it. We'll see. Yeah. Look it up if you haven't, if you're not familiar with it. Great stuff there. Good story. Oh, you know what? I forgot they actually talk about it here. They talk about it in the article. So you don't have to look it up. We're going to tell you all about it. For those who are not familiar with Texas history, a report in the Center Square adds some detail. The phrase is known to Texans as the rallying cry that sparked the Texas Revolution on October 2nd, 1835 in Gonzales, Texas. The Mexican army attempted to take a small cannon that was largely ineffective, but used as a scare tactic to thwart Comanche raids, and Texans weren't giving it up without a fight. Their fight ultimately ended in an 18-minute battle in San Jacinto on April 21st, 1836. The newest response from the Texas party is to Biden's continuous vows to ban so-called assault rifles. He recently said on social media, it's time we ban assault weapons in this country, to which the party says, come and take it. The Texas legislature just recently passed a permitless carry ban bill, and Governor Greg Abbott promptly signed it. The Texas GOP's platform also suggests that the state legislature and Congress to repeal and or nullify the National Firearms Act of 1934 and the Gun Control Act of 1968. The report explained that the party also passed unrestricted constitutional carry by amending the Texas Constitution, supports nullification, nullifying any gun laws that violate the Second Amendment or rights of due process, supports national reciprocity for gun ownership rights, supports recognizing the right of licensed to carry holders to carry anywhere that off-duty or retired law enforcement can carry, among other measures. WND reported only a day earlier that Biden repeated his claim that AR-15 rifles need to be banned in America, part of his gun control agenda, because the bullet out of an AR-15 travels five times as rapidly as a bullet shot out of any other gun. Wow. I didn't hear that one. That's great science, Joe. But it turns out that, like his wild and false claim that certain weapons were banned from private ownership at the ratification of the Second Amendment, he's wrong about this too. A Field and Stream study on the five fastest rifle cartridges, in fact, listed five products. They include the, I'm not going to get into that. Bottom line is he's wrong. He opined, they're talking about that one in particular. The column pointed out that even the Washington Post has called Biden's repeated velocity claims bungled and factually incorrect, and the AR-15 is only slightly faster than most hunting rifles. He opined these false statements can be dismissed as just another gaffe, or can be dismissed as just another gaffe or corn pop story, but they refer to the factual foundation of gun control under the Second Amendment. Since President Biden is suggesting that such facts are material to a ban, there is a need for accuracy in such details. Incidentally, Biden also has claimed that a .22 caliber bullet will lodge in the lung, and we can probably get it out, maybe able to get it and save the life. A 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body. Oh, my gosh. You know, you'd think this guy's never owned a gun, okay? I mean, all he had to do was just ask a hunter for his illegal gun, see if, you know, maybe they could go target practice or something. Who knows? Maybe they can go shoot corn pop. No, don't quote me on that one. That's in poor taste. We don't want Joe Biden or anybody else to shoot anybody else, unless in self-defense, unless in defense of liberty, defense of freedom, defense of the United States of America. God bless this nation. So, yeah, lots of crazy stuff happening. But again, I want to return to nullification. We need this. We need this so badly. We need to be able, states and individuals need to be able to say, no, this is not constitutional. And they need to be able to do more than just ride the wave up to the Supreme Court. That can take too long. A state should have the power to be able to say, you know what? We've, as a legislature, as a governor, as a governing body within the state, we do not abide by this federal mandate, this federal law, this federal executive order claiming this, that, or the other. Imagine if that would have been the case, by the way. Imagine if that would have been available for states, more readily available, I should say, for states when, for example, COVID-19 came around. Now, I know you might argue, well, but hey, you know, you can't really make that claim because states willingly did it. They were just following guidelines. I'm not talking about that aspect of it. I'm talking about, for example, the for military to be mandated to take the jabs. Imagine, because states did try to fight back. Kevin Stitt in Oklahoma, he tried to fight back. It just didn't work. Had nullification been around, then we could have at least taken that particular executive order and fought it properly, where states get to choose if they're going to abide by it or not. Now, you might say, yeah, but that makes it to where states are going to just do what they want. The federal government is pointless. To which I say, good. Isn't that what we want? We should. We should want that, by the way. Not to make the good. I'm not one that says tear down the entire federal government and go back to the colonies, but I'm not far from that. Federal government has far too much power today, and nullification would be a step towards easing that power, to relieving it, to making it to where we have recourse, where we don't just have to be stuck with these draconian laws. And by the way, this is already happening, okay? When you look at, like, for example, sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, they are thumbing their nose at federal law. In a way, they are practicing nullification. And therefore, it already does exist. We just don't get any of those wins on our side of the political fence for whatever reason. But again, I don't want to poo-poo on this. This is very hopeful. This is good. I want to see this fight happen. I desperately want to see this fight happen. I want them to take this. I want Joe Biden to pass, well, I don't want him to pass some sort of gun control law, but I want, if there is some sort of executive order, I think it's too late for them to get gun control law passed in Congress and signed by Joe Biden, but you know, you never know. They might try to rush it through. But assuming that the Republicans do take over the House, okay, we already know they can get it passed through the Senate. You know, with Mitch McConnell, who's not even really a Republican, and his cronies, so the people that he controls, they can get it passed in the Senate, whether there's a Republican majority or a Democrat majority. But at least in the House, we can expect that any such gun control measures would be blocked. Okay? Understand? So, well, I wouldn't actually see the light of day, of course, with Kevin McCarthy, for all of his shortcomings. At least he's not Mitch McConnell. It's his best trait, his best quality. Point is that it would end up, whatever comes through, in the second half of Joe Biden's one and only term, or the Biden-Harris regime's one and only term, it will come through executive order, and this will be an opportunity for Texas and other states to engage in nullification. Now, let's test it. Let's throw this all the way through the court system, up to the Supreme Court. Let's make it happen. I'd love to see that, because we need this. We need this to be a tool for us, for patriots, and for them. Okay, this isn't one-sided. If California wants to nullify something, you let them. Okay? People will leave. People are already leaving California. I need to leave California. Somebody should help get me out of California. Sucks being stuck here. That's a story for another day. Let's move on to the next item. I think this is the last one. I don't think I'm going to have time to do the other stories I had planned for the day. It's just me being verbose. I get it. This is an important one. Also over at America First Report. This is by Roy Green from Natural News. It's actually kind of an old story, but we're publishing it like it's new, so we'll go with it. Title: Top Immigration Official Admits Biden-Harris Regime is Only Removing a Fraction of Illegals. Now, there's 2 points here. I'll go ahead and cut to the chase and get to those points before we get to Roy Green's article. As I posted in my commentary, sometimes a headline comes across my desk that is so obvious I pass because I assume everyone already knows about it. I have to remind myself that most Americans are not paying attention. And even when they are, they're getting their news from corporate media. In other words, they're not getting the news at all. Just the talking points supplied to them by the globalist elites and their proxies in the Democrat Party. This article by Roy Green over at Natural News highlights two realities that more Americans need to know. First, the invasion of our southern border is horrible, but the end results are far worse than they could be because the Biden-Harris regime is letting illegal aliens in, but not making them leave. When CPB officials say they're only removing a fraction, what they really mean is they're barely removing anyone at all. Second reality is that under President Trump's policies, illegal aliens were removed in far greater numbers. Some point to Obama having a higher deportation number. But they forget that the Remain in Mexico policy that kept asylum seekers on the southern side of the border did not contribute to deportation statistics. In other words, even as many people as the Obama regime had deported, if you look at the total number of people who were prevented from coming over or were told to remain in Mexico or were deported, when you combine all that, President Trump did far more to keep our nation sovereign, to keep illegal aliens from crossing over, bringing their fentanyl, bringing their whatever. And you might say, oh, you know, you're being so heartless. I know most of my audience won't say this, but some leftists will say, oh, you're being so heartless that, you know, nobody's illegal. Well, but they're breaking the law. Okay. So yeah, they are. They're here illegally. Sorry. And I can say that. I wasn't born in the United States. I think people sometimes forget that. Okay. I was not born in the United States, but I came here legally. I cherish my citizenship here in the United States. And I embrace legal immigration. I think that it's a wonderful thing. It needs to be reformed. It needs to be reduced, I think. It also needs to be more merit-based. We can get into those discussions some other time. With that said, you know, I am in favor of immigration. I'm adamantly against illegal immigration. Joe Biden, on the other hand, is not. So let's read this article. President Joe Biden, I hate even using that phrase. I should have caught it before I started reading. Let's call him something better. Benedict Biden has turned the United States into a haven for illegal aliens. Under his administration, a record number of immigrants have entered the country illegally, mostly by way of the southern border. In the same manner, the fewest number of illegals are sent back home. Naturally, these aliens have swelled to alarming proportions, causing a big drain on the country's economy and further spiking inflation. Further, their sustained growth is alarming. According to Statistica, there were 11.39 million illegals in the United States in 2018. It ballooned to 15.5 million last year based on Federation of American Immigration Reform data. Now, let's be clear. The 11.39 million back in 2018, that was false. Okay? They were saying there was 11 million back in like 2008. You're not going to tell me that there were more deportations, or at least an equal number of deportations or deaths or whatever of illegal aliens in that time period as there were people coming over. That's not true. Okay, it's just not true. It's false. There were more than 11.39 million. They just figured out ways to not be counted. Let's face it. Once they make it into the interior, there's a good chance that we're never going to hear from the CPB. We will, if they didn't get stopped on the way and they make it into the interior of the United States, they're gone. Okay, they're not going to be filing, you know, unless something happens. A good chunk of them are never going to have to go to the hospital. They're never going to have to get a job, at least one that's reported. They're never going to be able to file for this, that, or the other. They're just going to be living here, doing their thing, and we'll never know about them. We'll never count them. Same thing can be said about that 15.5 million. I would say that number is probably closer to 25 million. I'm not exaggerating at this stage. Finish up with the article, and you should read this because it goes into Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody. In comments that were made to her by officials with the Customs and Border Protection people and ICE people, by the way, as well. Let's see. Was there anything else? Yeah. Biden purposely failing to enforce the law, detain inadmissible immigrants. That's so important to understand. I encourage you to read this article over at AmericaFirstReport.com. Folks, this is intentional. This isn't incompetence. People that say that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they laugh, oh, ha, ha, they can't control the border. They don't want to control the border. I know most of you know that already, but we have to reiterate that. And we have to make sure that our peers, our friends know this, that this isn't just bad policy, you know, not being able to do what it's supposed to do. These policies are doing exactly what they're supposed to do. They're intended to attract illegal aliens to come to the border, allow illegal aliens to cross the border, and then to keep illegal aliens on our side of it. That's what we're doing. So, we'll see how this all plays out. Lord willing, I will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, stay strong, stay safe, and God bless. Hey, everybody, it's J.D. Rucker. I wanted to talk to you real quick about the future. Seems like everything's going crazy. Okay, we got food crisis, supply chain issues, border crisis, war in Ukraine. They're going after Donald Trump. The globalists are really pushing for the Great Reset. It's happening. Everything is going wrong. The economy is tanking. Okay, I have put together a list of sponsors that you can find at jdrucker.com/prepare. That's jdrucker.com/prepare. As those who have listened to me or watched me for a long time know, I do not pick out sponsors based upon how lucrative they will be. I pick out sponsors because I believe in their products. I stick with these sponsors for an extended period of time. I test them out. I vet them out. I make sure they are America First companies, that they're not donating to Democrats, that they're not beholden to the Chinese Communist Party. So check it out, jdrucker.com/prepare, jdrucker.com/prepare. God bless America.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.